Good morning and welcome to our Sense of Community series, The Race to Jeff City. All this week at 7:45 a.m. and 4:44 p.m., we'll talk to candidates in 10 local races for state, House, and Senate seats. We asked them all the same questions. This morning, we kick off with the race for Missouri's 30th Senate District. The geographical boundaries basically mirror the city limits of Springfield. For the past 8 years, this seat has been held by Senator Bob Dixon, who's not running this year due to term limits. Hoping to take his place are two candidates, Republican Lincoln Huff and Democrat Charlie Knorr. Let's start with what they have in common. They've both served in the State House of Representatives. They have solid track records of community service in the Ozarks, but their backgrounds and their priorities for office are quite different. I meet Charlie Knorr at his home in North Springfield.
Minimum wage increases, health care for everyone. These are things that we absolutely positively need.
Those would be two of his top priorities as a state senator, he says. According to the Missouri Census Data Center, 16.9% of Greene County residents live at or below the federal poverty level. That's higher than the state average of 14%.
Poverty is just sad. It affects everything. Your children, your grocery shopping, your bill paying, your inability to own a vehicle. It affects everything.
Knorr would like to see changes on the state level, too, starting with reining in large unidentified campaign donations, he says.
And particularly if it's a PAC, Political Action Committee, then they can accept all this money. They can redistribute it and not have any knowledge where it came from. There is no transparency in this dark money.
And you want to change that. You would commit to changing that.
Oh, absolutely. With all my heart and soul. Because it's really difficult to run against a person who has hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Knorr spent 6 years in the Navy, training in carpentry and plumbing. After his time in the service, he became a paramedic with the Fire Department of Baltimore County, Maryland.
I delivered quite a few babies.
Knorr eventually returned to fighting fires and rose to the rank of captain. As a state representative in Jeff City, Knorr served on public safety, tourism, commerce, and appropriations committees, among others. A neighborhood in North Springfield named its community center after Knorr. His opponent, Republican Lincoln Huff, serves as a Greene County commissioner. Huff says a top priority for him, if elected to the Missouri Senate, would be economic development, including beefing up the local workforce. Right now, Springfield has a very low unemployment rate, hovering right around 3%. And while that sounds good, it creates a challenge when trying to attract new businesses to the area, Huff said.
When we are trying to recruit businesses to come and grow our economy here in Springfield, and someone wants to come in and say it's a manufacturer and they want to hire 50 or 70 or 90 people, they look at us and they say, where will we find these people? You're essentially fully employed.
Huff feels that hurdle can be overcome by working to attract talent. Springfield has a lot to hang its hat on, he says. A growing downtown, a vibrant arts scene, greenways trails.
And I think that all ties into what our sense of community is here, which I believe is one of our economic development drivers.
And what does Huff feel is most needed in state government?
The biggest thing I think that we need to do, and this is not just locally or state level or national, I mean, it's all political spectrums, and it's, quite frankly, it's all over the world right now. We need to come back together. We need to come back together as a community, as a governing body, if you want to talk about the state of Missouri, essentially. Come back as a governing body that really just cares about the people that we're serving.
Huff says he's prepared to stand up to his party, which is a supermajority in the Missouri State House right now. He says an example of that is that he went against other Republicans on the county level when he supported the idea of Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway to audit the county. Huff served 6 years in the State House, including on appropriations and budget committees. He was raised in Greene County. One thing that's shaped him, he says, is when his parents loaned him money as a seventh grader to buy calves on the farm. When he sold them and paid his parents back, he says he learned a lot about responsibility, hard work, and finances. He still owns cattle in Greene County.
I think that's one of the things that's formed me into who I am. But a lot of people, whenever they interact with me in a political setting, we're wearing suits and we're wearing ties, and they don't see the blue jeans and the boots that come on the weekends, and I get out and I get to drive a tractor around, and maybe I'm on a farm where my cell phone doesn't work all that well. It's a nice respite.
according to the Institute of Money and Politics, Huff has raised about 7 times what his Democratic opponent Charlie Knorr has raised this year. You can see the campaign fundraising records for both candidates by going to our website, ksmu.org. Join us at 4:44 today as we look at another state Senate race in our listening area, the 20th Senate District, which includes almost all of Christian and Green counties except the city of Springfield. I'm Jennifer Moore.